This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Happy Sabbath, Plantation. Happy Sabbath, Plantation SDA. I am glad to be here. This is round two for me, but for a lot of you, you are coming to worship and to have a high time in glory, amen? And that we have. For me, for my family, this is kind of a season for celebration right now. I had a brother who had an anniversary on February the 28th. I had another brother who had an anniversary on the 6th of March. My mom's birthday was on, and I see you over there, mommy and brothers, her birthday on March the 2nd. And then there's a high time at my house with our anniversary on the 7th of this past week. And my beautiful, stand up, baby. They called you, and you're doing your thing. And ASAP. So it's a season of all that to say, I have a reason to thank God. I have a reason to praise Him because He's been good to my family. He's been good to me. Amen. Yeah. Let's go to work. I was sent the theme. Charmaine, we've been talking back and forth and trying to get an idea of what we're doing. And she sent me the theme for this week, building for the kingdom while building for success. Thought it was an amazing theme. I said, good, I have something to work with. I'm going to do something today that I have never done before, and that is exegete a passage in real time, and I want you to do that with me. Can we? Hello? Can we do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. The text that's going to guide the sermonic moment today is Matthew 6, verse 33. Matthew 6, verse 33, very familiar text. It simply says, don't even worry about getting your Bible. It simply says, seek the kingdom of God above all else, live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. And I've titled this sermonic moment today, The Battle Between A and B. The battle between A and B. Let's pray. Holy God, you speak, we will listen. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, put on your thinking caps. We're going to class. We're going to exegete our theme. That's all we're doing today. We're exegeting our theme. You want me to hold? Well, I'll take this. I'll take it. Term, but don't let it scare you. It's simply taking a passage, a text, and critically analyzing the text to pull out deeper meaning. That's all exegesis is. The spiritual leaders, Pastor Rolls, who I appreciate, he called me a week ago, and I saw the call come in, and I was at work, and I couldn't answer it, and then I called back, and he said, this is the pastor, and my hand was shaking. But all he wanted to do was pray with me. And so I appreciated that. But when pastor is in study In deep study, he's exegeting the passage so that when he stands here before you, he has flushed out everything in the text. I want to do that with our theme, building for the kingdom while building for success. I was taught that when you exegete a passage, you deal with the grammar first. So let's deal with the grammar. Building for the kingdom while building for success. We don't have a subject, so the subject is implied. Now, I know we have our merge members, and so we want to highlight our merge members. And if you don't have a shirt on, don't feel jealous. I got mine this morning, so I felt a part of the team. But we're going to include everyone here as the implied subject. We are building for the kingdom while building for success. Is that good? Are we moving? All right. We have our implied subject. We have two clauses. Building for the kingdom, clause A, while building for success, clause B. That's clear? We're looking at the grammar. We have our verbs in participle form, building. That's easy. We have our prepositional phrases in each clause that are modifiers to the verb. Building for the kingdom, action, modifier, while building for success, action, prepositional phrase, modifier. We're exegeting real time. That's about it for that. In exegesis, you have to do word study. So in clause A and clause B, there are at least a word in each clause that we need to address. In clause A, on this side, what should we look at? Building for the kingdom. Okay, I helped you. Building for the kingdom. Let's stay in clause A for a bit. Building for the kingdom. The word kingdom, if we're exegeting our theme and we're looking at kingdom as a word we need to address, then we have to ask ourselves, what is the kingdom? And that's a big ask to ask today to break down kingdom in this setting. But we can at least consider that the kingdom of God is the things that are not of earthly rule or earthly reign. Biden doesn't have control over it. The president of the conference doesn't have control over it. Plantation doesn't have control over the kingdom of God. It has, it's not subject to anything of this earth, the kingdom of God. So let's stay with clause A. So if we're exegeting our theme and we figured out the subject, we are the subject, and if we understand the action and we understand the modifier, and then we're dealing with the kingdom and it not being anything of earthly rule or earthly reign, then we have to ask, what does the action and the modifier and the word mean for the subject? We're exegeting real time. So then we got to dig a little deeper. Building for the things that are not of this earth means that you are waking up in the morning in the Word of God, and the Word of God is your rule for faith and practice. When you're building for the kingdom, the things that are not of earthly rule and earthly reign, that means you've made a decision in your heart that you are going to live a life in praise and worship, a life that seeks the will of God, the life that says, I want to do what you want me to do, when you want me to do it, how you want me to do it, where you want me to do it, and I'm subject to what the king is telling me to do in his dominion. Building for the kingdom. That's keeping your ear out.
on what God, specifically what Christ, asked of you. Said if somebody slaps you in the face, you turn the other cheek. Building for the kingdom. He said, love like I loved you. Forgive like I forgave you. I want you to increase your faith and stop living in skepticism. I want you to teach, preach, and baptize all the nations. I want you to support your local church with a giving of tithe. And I'm talking about building for the kingdom. We're exegeting here. We're going deeper into the text. How can I support the ministry of Plantation SDA that is trying to push the kingdom? Evangelism, outreach. How can I step forward and be a part of something and move the ministry for its building for the kingdom? All Clause A is asking, all Clause A is saying, it's time spent doing the things that are not of earthly rule and earthly reign. But there's a Clause B. And I'll go on this side. What word do we need to address in Clause B? Success. Building for success. Success simply is setting your eyes on an earthly goal and doing everything you need to do to get there. Amen? It's going to school. It's getting your certification. It's getting your degree. It's having your 3-year, 5-year, 10-year plan. Come on, help me, somebody. It's working on your business. It's practicing every day. It's networking, and it's getting into the who's who of the field you're trying to break in. It's staying up late, ironing your clothes so that when you wake up early in the morning, you're ready to go to work, get started, working on your projects. It's setting your eyes on an earthly goal and doing whatever you can to get there, building for success. It's spending the money in your bank. It's saving the money in your bank. It's investing. It's doing what you need to do so that you're not in the red, so that you have a place, that you're building some generational wealth. God wants you to live in success. But anytime we work in exegesis, we always find some trouble spots when we're exegeting a text. And it's no different today. Oftentimes when we are trying to build for the kingdom and build for success, we have that conjunction that we didn't deal with earlier. The while. The while in our theme is a conjunction that denotes simultaneous action, but it doesn't always denote agreement. Follow me. You can be building for the kingdom while building for success. And they can be happening at the same time, but that doesn't mean that they are agreeing. And you find that oftentimes young adults who are trying to get their feet off the ground, they're being tugged and pulled in A and in Clause B. Come on, do I have a witness in here? Because I'm about to give my testimony, but is there anyone else who's been trying to push the pin, trying to do well on earth, and you've been struggling with your relationship with God and trying to be successful? You're here. You're trying to support your family. You're trying to save up. You're trying to get the house, and you're doing everything you can. And then some things in clause A have been slipping. And you look over and say, I want to help out, and I want to do this, and I want to do, but I got some things on earth that I need to settle, and I need to put time in. And you wake up in the morning, you get up, you get dressed for work, you spend all day at work, you come home, you're tired, and then you want to do more, but I got to live life, and I got to be successful. And clause A is in trouble. Because you're spending a lot of time in clause B. And there's a battle between A and B. I shared this morning in the first service. I didn't realize that I had this problem. When we left, my wife and I, we picked up our bags and left 2014 to go to Oakwood, and it was an exciting, nervous called of God moment, but I was scared within me because we were branching off and doing something. I believed God was calling me to the ministry, and in order to go through the process, I needed to get my degree and do my thing. And I said to my wife, I want to do the best. I made a vow within me that I'm going to make her proud of me. I was going to make my father, rest in peace, Pops. I was going to make him happy to know that one of his sons has gone and followed in his footsteps. And I was going to make my mom proud, and I was going to do so. I vowed within myself that I'm going to Oakwood and I'm going to make straight A's. And then we did the course study, the track that lets you know what your classes are. One of my first classes that I was going to take, first day, would be Greek. And I knew it was coming. Plantation, I woke up every morning. I would go to my classroom. They had a large whiteboard. I would get the marker, and I would have my book in my hand, and I was working on my declensions, and I was working on my conjugations, making sure I understand all of the verb form endings in Greek. And after a while, it started making sense, but I was going every morning, an hour before the class started, and I was putting the time in because I wanted to be successful. And as I continued to matriculate in Oakwood, I had that mindset, but something interesting happened to me. I was in the library and I was studying, and I felt something wasn't right. Something didn't feel right. And it had to have been the Spirit of God that laid this on me. But I said to myself, I am in school answering the call of God. I'm working. I was trying to fix it. Just stop. Just don't say anything. I was working hard. But it was interesting because I'm studying about God. And so every morning, every day, I'm church growth, the sanctuary, Ellen G. White, all of these spiritual, biblical spirituality. Everything was just, it was beautiful, but I was so caught up in studying about God that I lost the clause A. And I was here in clause B, and I'm doing my thing every morning, every day. I'm going to get straight A's at Oakwood. And I was here, and I was working hard, and the Holy Spirit got a hold of me and said, you're working for success. Yes, that's God, what God wants you to do, but it shouldn't be at the expense. And it was confusing because I'm learning about you. But I had settled my heart in the earthly effort of success. And I totally lost the relationship and the kingdom aspect. So I had to get myself together and fix that shift in my mind to say that I don't ever want to graduate from Oakwood College. And I did graduate with straight A's. So I met my mark. But it was not in my own strength. And I had to catch that. God gave me the wisdom. God gave me the understanding. God gave me a wife who was patient with me, who struggled with me along the way. But there is a battle between A and B. In exegesis, you also need to search other sources to support your exegesis study. And we'll find that in the work of Jesus. He has an answer for us today. Jesus went down to the Sea of Galilee, and he found some men who would journey with him on his ministry on earth, got his disciples, and they began to minister. And his fame picked up. People were coming to Jesus to be healed, and it was a beautiful thing to see. And then Jesus asked his disciples, he said, come, follow me. We need to talk because I have to impart some wisdom on the brethren. So he pulled them along, but because the people in Tyre and Sidon and in Decapolis and in Judea and in Jerusalem were following Jesus and they were seeing what he was doing, the crowds were following the disciples as well. So it was a huge cohort going up to the hillside. And Jesus finds himself sitting on the top of a hill with his disciples pressed close together. And he begins to drop truth on them. They begin to hear things they had never heard before. All of the religious leaders would speak in a certain tone and in a certain way, and they had a certain cadence about their teaching and all of the things they would instruct. But Jesus had a different way of giving information, and his information was mind-blowing, even today. Started talking about the Beatitudes and the disciples, you are the salt of the earth. What does that mean? You are the salt. You are the flavor. You are the thing that provides a flavor to the earth. You are a light to the dark spaces in this world. And they were looking at the words of Jesus saying, wow, this is something. He's talking about the fulfillment of the law. He's talking about adultery and lust. He's talking about forgiveness of the enemies. He's talking about love. And he's going down the line. And then he gets to Matthew 6. starts talking about laying your treasures in heaven and not on earth, where rust and moth will take it out. And he goes on and talks about the light being the eye of the body. And then he gets into something that will answer our exegesis today. He looks out at the disciples and at the crowd, understanding what they are going through. And he says, you all do not need to worry about what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear. He says, life is so much more than what you eat, drink, and wear. And then a pigeon flies by, and he points to it and he says, look at that bird. That bird doesn't go to the marketplace. It doesn't cook anything. It doesn't saute anything. God provides its need. How much more? How much more are you worth to God? He said, consider the beautiful lily, how it lays on top of the water. He said, it doesn't clothe itself. It doesn't design its clothing. The garb of Solomon, as beautiful as it was, cannot compete against the lily. If God loves the wildflower so much, even though it is plucked up and thrown into the fire, how much more? Will he take care of your needs? He says it again, do not worry about what you eat, about what you drink, about the clothes that you want. And watch this. This is where we're landing today in our exegesis. He says to them, in the present, active, imperative tense in the Greek, when somebody speaks in the imperative in the Greco-Roman world, people understood that it was leadership talking. When you spoke in the imperative, you don't do it precariously. It was the leaders, those in authority, that would speak in the imperative. Jesus says, seek. That's how the imperative, it's a command given in the Greek. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. I can imagine that when he said that, they said, oh, master is talking. They have been saying that through this whole Sermon on the Mount, because scholars say that there are at least 30 imperatives in the Sermon on the Mount. They kept hearing master talk. They kept hearing teacher talk. They kept hearing rabbi talk. And Jesus says, you're worrying about the wrong thing. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek clause A above all else. And I will provide everything you need in clause B. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't sound right. Even today, we struggle with the Sermon on the Mount ethics. But Jesus is trying to give us, even today, the pecking order on success. Do you know that God wants successful business people? He wants entrepreneurs. He wants presidents and business owners and educators. He wants us to be successful, but not in the wrong way. He wants us living in cause A. Seek first the kingdom of God, and I will work everything out right here. If you stay in my will, in my way, in my presence, on your knees, constantly looking up to me for assistance and guidance, that's why Jesus told Martha, Mary has found the good thing. Mary was at Jesus' feet like this, speak, Lord. And the pots on the stove were going off, and the room needed to be cleaned up, and Mary was at Jesus' feet. Speak, Lord. He wants us in clause A. And he'll work out clause B. I can imagine, based on the Sermon of the Mount, if Jesus were to walk in here right now, he would say, can I change the theme for the day? I know you've been in exegesis, but can I change the theme? Let's scratch out the conjunction. And instead of having while, why don't we say, instead of building for the kingdom while building for success, based on my teachings and the word of God and what I desire of you, it should be building for the kingdom is building for success. We'll close here. One of my physical therapists, Brittany, she's funny to me. Every time I meet her, I see her, we always get into a spiritual conversation. I mean, it's good, it's beautiful. And I thank God for Advent Health, because I'm in a hospital that we can speak freely about religious things. So oftentimes we're in the dictation room and we're charting, and we'll turn and she'll ask me a question. And she was battling the same issue of trying to work out clause B and clause A. And she said, I want you to read this book, chap. It's called Far Beyond Gold from Sydney McLaughlin. She is an Olympian, 2020 Tokyo gold medalist, 400 meters. And this book is kind of helping me navigate through this dialogue. And so she gave it to me. I downloaded it and I read the book. Very engaging book. Very interesting. Talks about her journey, her struggles, what she's gone through. She had a measure of faith, but it wasn't sure. It was an idea of Christianity, but she wasn't engrossed in it. She's gone through some struggles with racing, and she had some highs and some lows, and she was just trying to work out life. How can I be the best runner I can be? And she's going through moments of depression, and she's heralded as one of the fastest runners, but then another runner gets her and she's trying to find out, who am I? She couldn't figure it out. Had a relationship, broke up with her boyfriend. She wanted to get back with him. They had dinner one day, and she thought he was going to get things back going. And he said, no, I got other things I want to do. And she was brokenhearted, and she wanted to throw relationships in the garbage. Then one day she was on Instagram thumbing through some of the posts, and she saw Andre Lavrone. And what stood out with Andre is that his post had things about football. He used to be a National Football League player. But in his post, it was things about Christ and things about the kingdom and scriptures and an encouraging word. And she was like, wow, this is different. And she kept thumbing through, and then she DM'd him and he DM'd her back. Direct message, mom. Oh, she know what DM mean. And they built a relationship. They met, and she said he's legit, and they started going out, and they had a good relationship. But things got a little rocky, and they broke up, and wasn't sure if things were gonna get back together. But then they met one more time, and it's so interesting that before the time that they got back together, instead of all the sweet talking that you could do as a male trying to, he showed her a sermon. He showed her a sermon, and they watched the sermon together, and she saw or heard something from the pastor who was speaking on Colossians 3 that touched her heart, and she said a light went off. This person who is striving to be successful as an Olympian discovered that she had Christianity in a box. She had her family in a box. She had track and racing in a box. She had relationships in a box, and she was in a box, and nothing was connecting. Just living life and trying to find out which box you jump into. And she said, my Christianity is on an island over there. And I want to be successful, but I'm realizing that if I don't connect with this Jesus I'm hearing about, then my life is not complete. And she said she had an awakening. There was freedom when she discovered Clause A. She got baptized. She started doing group sessions and prayer sessions. She was going to church. She was getting involved. And somehow, how she grew in Clause A affected her running. You explain that to me. How is someone who was gifted for speed, trying her best to beat an opponent that she couldn't beat, and then she realizes who she was in Christ, and then now she's successful as a runner and gets the gold medal. You explain that to me. I'll help you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you. It doesn't make sense that success rests in your willing to lay prostrate before God and say, wherever you send me, whatever you want me to do in this world, I will be successful. But it's on your terms. Building for the kingdom is. Building for the kingdom gets you the business. Building for the kingdom gets you the husband or the wife. Building for the kingdom gets you the home. It gets you the wealth that you're looking for. When you build for the kingdom, God is going to supply all your needs according to his riches in heaven if you stay nestled in Clause A. I don't want to leave Clause A. I want to stay right here. He's working it out. But I'm staying right here. Seek the kingdom. I'll do your will. I'll preach when you want me to preach. I'll sing when you want me to sing. I'll pray when you want me to pray. I'll wake up early in the morning to do your will, God. I'm staying right here in clause A, and I won't move. You're working it out. But I'll stay right here. Because the success I need and I'm looking for and what the world needs in my success, it's birthed right here in clause A. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously. And he will give you everything you need. Everybody stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. God, we're praying right now that your will has been done today. I've completed my assignment. But I'm asking for your spirit to move in this place right now. Somebody has been wrestling with being successful while trying to hold on to their religion and their faith, and that's the wrong pecking order. Draw every man, woman, boy, and child back into your presence, back into your will, so that your kingdom will be made manifest while we are still here on this earth. Use everybody in this building for your will and your purpose. Push everybody into clause A right now. Whatever you need to do, send a word, send a pushing, send revelation. But if anybody is setting up camp in clause B, help us, Lord, to get our perspective ready. We're seeking you first. And we'll trust that you work everything out for our good. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.